It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
By the way, Ticket Text has picked up on your backdoor knowledge comment, John, and they're very curious about that. Anyway, we'll get to some life advice. Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. Sometimes you do it without even realizing it.
Yeah. There's many times I do it without even realizing it. I'm just glad I've made you all aware of the things that can be funny in this world.
You've poisoned our minds. All right. The first question says, Thanksgiving help, turkey help. Dear John, unlike Costa, I appreciate turkey on Thanksgiving. Mm. But this year we want to switch it up and deep fry the bird. Have you ever done it? Any tips to do it right?
Oh, I've done it. Yeah. I mean, I've cooked a turkey about any way you could possibly cook a turkey. They're all tremendous. Deep frying it is great. Inject it with whatever type of flavor that you like. It could be some type of butter. It could be a Cajun. It could be a lot of different things. But the one key is make sure you fill whatever you're frying it in with water, dip your turkey, and make sure that you have plenty of room above that water line so that you don't put too much oil in there. You heat it up, and then you put the turkey in, and it overflows. Now you get yourself a gigantic mess, possible fire. I've seen that happen because it's going to boil. It's going to grow a little bit. So that's probably the number one thing. But then when you take it out, make sure you don't miss one of the great pleasures in life, and that is the crispy skin. It's
yes.
Amazing.
Very good. But with that whole fryer advice, that's great backdoor knowledge, John.
Yes, it is. Yes. I know. I would shake my head at that.
Just
one.
Shaking my head.
Oh,
yes,
all of a sudden, Mr. Inappropriate over here.
It was a little forced.
All right. Let's do that.
People are asking for it to be a drop. That's why I had to work it in. I did it for those people.
Yeah.
Those people.
In unison.
All of us. All right, this next one is mac and cheese. Dear John, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the mac and cheese. Growing up, my mom was the mac and cheese lady. I'm from the South and moved up here for work where I met my now wife. Well, for Thanksgiving, we go to her parents' house, and how do I put this? The food is average at best, and the mac and cheese is embarrassing. Her mom really takes pride in it, but it's bland. Basically overcooked noodles in Velveeta. I've told my wife I would like to make it this year, but she's worried I would offend her mom. How should I handle it?
Present it as this is something that was a part of my family, about a part of my childhood. I would like to contribute to Thanksgiving dinner, and I would like to share part of it. Like, she could still make hers. But then the worry
the
is
comparison.
The comparison. And everybody says,
gone?
Oh, this one's so good. Mom, you don't need to make yours anymore. But hey, just say for 1 year, let me bring this one. And that way I can get to contribute. I get to be able, and if they want you to be a part of the family, truly a part of the family,
right?
I think they will be more than open to it. And she may actually be like, you know what? It's one less thing for me to make.
I was going
to
say, I bet the mom would look at it as like, oh, thank you. Because cooking and prepping and preparing for Thanksgiving is a ton of work.
Yeah.
I don't think the mom would be offended at all.
The slippery slope, the cliff that you might be dangling over is there are a lot of traditions at the holidays.
Yeah.
And if this is one of hers that I make everything for Thanksgiving, now that's the dance you got to dance.
I think it's an easy answer. You challenge her to a cook-off, and whoever wins gets the right to make the mac and cheese.
Yes.
That's going to go over well.
Sure. Yeah. What's the relationship you have with Kelsey's mom?
Yeah, I'd love to know that, seriously. I do think when somebody new enters the family, a reasonable person has got to be open to potential add-ons or new traditions.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened several times. Like, I can think of where we don't do exactly what we did when I was a kid. I mean, to stand your ground and be that stubborn is not really fair.
Yeah. No.
This next one, refusing to host. They've had enough.
Oh.
Dear John, I've been hosting Thanksgiving for every year since I bought my house 5 years ago. That includes parents, siblings, spouses, kids, and occasionally some extended family. In total, it's about 20 people. I don't mind cooking, But the massive problem is no one helps. I do all the shopping, the meal prep, the cooking, and the massive cleanup afterwards. Last year, I asked for help. Everybody ignored me. They gave me lame excuses. I'm not good in the kitchen. I don't know how to cook. So this year, I said, enough's enough. I'm not hosting. I've suggested someone else step up. We could split the cost of catering. Cue the drama. My siblings flipped out. They said it's tradition for me to host. My mom called me selfish. My aunt said I was ruining Thanksgiving for the kids because they love coming over to my house. I'm tired of being treated like their personal chef and cleanup crew. But now I feel guilty for putting my foot down. What now?
Well, you shouldn't feel guilty if they're not going to contribute anything.
Who doesn't help with anything? Like, I'm not going to bring a dish to pass?
Right.
A drink to pass?
Or help clean up.
What? Who does
very
that?
Least, yeah.
So I understand the burden that it can be financially to host because it's a lot of food for a lot of people. I can understand the burden that it is to cook everything. Mm-hmm. But if they don't mind cooking, then I think the biggest thing is always the cleanup because everybody enjoys this great meal. There's this huge mess of plates that are probably in a different room on a different table. You got to bring it all back into the kitchen. You got to watch it off.
Some stuff's got to get refrigerated. Some stuff's got to get cleaned off and thrown away.
Right. Many, many hands make little work. By actually putting your foot down, maybe they'll realize, well, we still want you to have it, but we'll contribute. Now you got to hold them to it. So it's not just 1 year. And then, you know, the next year, nobody does anything.
You know what it is? After you eat, everybody's lazy. They don't want to get up and clean.
They don't want to take a nap. I get that.
The last one is the Lions game. Dear John, every year, me and my dad go to the Lions game together for Thanksgiving. It's our tradition. Well, this year is my first Thanksgiving with my girlfriend. And yes, John, she's hot. She wants me to meet her family, and they're all excited. I said yes, assuming that it would be for dinner, but they do an early meal. When I told her I can't make it, she got mad at me and claims I'm picking the football over her, and I already committed to it. She says it's a bad impression for me to make with her family. What should I do?
Well, okay, so girlfriend, not married.
Right.
And she's also got to understand this is a tradition that you have with your dad. It's not about the football. And if she can't get past, oh, it's just about the football, that's an easy and cheap way to put pressure on your boyfriend. If he sits down and says, I have been going to this game with my dad for 20 years, since I can remember as a child, then yeah, I think she's got to understand it. I think her family should understand it. If they don't, it's probably not a good fit.
John, I think you're onto something here. You have to out-guilt her. She's trying to guilt you into being there, and you have to go, my poor dad, this is our thing, I'll let him down. You have to out-guilt her. That's the way to win.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all right, I'll go full dude. Hotness does matter. How hot is she?
Are you willing to lose her? Is that the question?
Yeah, are you willing to lose her over this tradition? And ask your dad. Your dad may say,
"Oh, well, you're going to show her like pictures and go, Dad, come on."
No. I'm sure she's met her dad, his dad.
Yeah.
The dad may say, "You know what, son? I think you should go to lunch."
Have you guys ever gone to the Thanksgiving game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a couple times. I was in high school, and I did feel a little guilty because I was holding up the family because they waited to eat. Now, they didn't have to wait to eat either, but, you know, that's a dicey issue for some people, I think. Locally, especially. I mean,
when to eat your Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah, because I think I stand a pretty hard line that the food shouldn't be served till after the game ends.
Oh, 100%. This is what we do in Detroit, right? We watch the game. So if she has a problem and their family tradition is to eat at 12:30, right at kickoff, I think you're going to have more problems down the road because it's just not working out.
There's a lot of people though that do like a Thanksgiving like lunch and then they get the seconds later, or they have to make multiple Thanksgivings, so some people have the early one and some people have the later one.
What time would the game end, like about
3:30?
Yeah, 3:30 or 4. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you eat after the game.
Yeah, you totally eat after the game. And if she can't see that, again, it's just not going to work out.
I love that we align on this. I wasn't sure what your answer would be, because I could picture a Jansen eating some during the game. Maybe you're just
appetizers.
Sneaking. What's your appetizers?
Oh, Lisa will make. She's got this hot jalapeno dip that she'll make. They're all dips. She does like this. I don't know, artichoke one. It's not for me, but it is a fan favorite in the house. I love cheese dips, jalapeno cheese dip, sausage cheese dip. I'll eat all of them.
Gosh, that in front of Thanksgiving, I can only imagine what the next
it's a
morning's
feast.
Like.
Oh, it's yeah. Oh, it 12:30. That the snack meal is just as big as the 4 o'clock meal.
So on Black Friday, you're off?
I'm off, yeah.
I'm in.
Heather's off?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Are you here, Tom?
Greg's off. I'm off. So Stoney's going to have to deal with the smell.
Oh. There is a candle.
There is a candle.
You won't even notice it.
And that is this week's Dear John. Send yours in, dearjohnjanson@gmail.com. It's 97.1.